From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, counting down the low points in politics this year, it is a fun list.
First, the White House is considering sending thousands more U.S. troops to Iraq, but the Washington Post reports today that the Joint Chiefs of Staff are resisting that idea unanimously.
The Post story is by reporters Peter Baker and Robin Wright, who joins us from The Post. Robin Wright, welcome to Day to Day.
Nice to be with you.
When you quote military officials saying the Joint Chiefs don't like this surge idea, what don't they like about it?
Well, I quoted people who are close to the negotiations, and I didn't say military officials, but I think the Joint Chiefs are very concerned that the idea of a surge of 15,000 to 30,000 troops for a short period, 6 months to 8 months, with a specified mission such as securing Baghdad, might end up backfiring on the United States and down the road actually making the U.S. more vulnerable. They could also see, or they fear anyway, an upsurge of attacks by al-Qaeda, the jihadists, the Sunni insurgents, appealing for more help from the outside world, from the Sunni world, to try to attack U.S. troops. I think there's also concern that for a short period of time, the Shiite militias may just fade into their neighborhoods and wait it out until the U.S. draws down its additional deployment.
Is it the surge of troops, the additional troops, that is troubling, or is it the short-term nature of this deployment? You kind of write about both in the article.
Well, the concern is that the mission hasn't been fully defined so far. And remember, we are only in the middle of the deliberations that are behind closed doors at the White House, including people from the State Department, from the Pentagon, from the National Security Council. There is still a long way to go, I think, before they sort out these issues. But at this stage, there is concern that the mission hasn't been defined and that by defining a short-term mission, it basically gives information to the assorted militant factions in Iraq and allows them to game out their own strategy.
Because if you say, okay, we're just here for a little while, they can figure, all right, we'll wait them out or we'll figure a way to delay for a few months. And then when they're gone, we'll resume our activities.
That's right, that the Shiite militias particularly would simply reemerge and retake the streets of Baghdad.
The officials that you spoke with, you quote as saying that the Joint Chiefs think the White House essentially doesn't know what to do and is latching onto this surge idea. The surge idea is popular because at least it's something.
Well, I think that within the quarters of the White House, there is a concern by some of the military figures about viable options. And the problem is there aren't a whole lot of viable options at the moment. There's the military surge idea. There's political and economic outreach projects. The chiefs actually are interested in a surge, but they want it to be in reconciliation efforts between the Shiites and the Sunnis. They want it on economic reconstruction so that there are jobs created that will provide alternatives for the young men who are instead joining the militias because unemployment is so high.
Robin, you do quote White House officials in this story saying there really is not a split between the Joint Chiefs and the White House, that rather the Joint Chiefs are asking questions in their meetings with President Bush, normal questions that they should be asking, but this doesn't mean that there's a split. But it sounds as though, from your reporting, that the Joint Chiefs are asking quite critical questions in their meetings with the president.
They believe that this is the second most important decision about the U.S. engagement in Iraq since the 2003 invasion. This is really the moment which we will determine how we come out of this conflict and whether there's a way of salvaging it. And so, yes, this is a serious difference of opinion, however you categorize it, whether it's a split or whether it's polite debate, but it is a serious difference.
Robin Wright, a reporter for The Washington Post, speaking with us from Washington. Robin, thank you.
Thank you.